Thanks to all of you for being here. Thanks to Michael Worster for inviting me to read tonight. And thanks to all my comrades in the Poetry Exchange for helpful comments, including on several of the poems that I'll read tonight. I'm going to ask that you please hold your applause to the end. That way I don't have to find out whether you like it or not until the end. I'm going to begin with an invocation of the muse, as is only proper. No title. The deathless poem will be made of words, and those words of letters, and those letters, in their turn, of indelible atoms suitably mixed with void. There is the trouble, the void, the emptiness that leaves room for motion. Give an atom room, and it will swerve unpredictably. It may not seem like much, a single atom swerving, but it compounds faster than you'd think. That is why nothing fashioned from matter lasts forever, not even the goddess who has so kindly given me these few words. Do not be afraid, Felicity. Death is nothing to us, nothing. This second poem is written in honor of my maternal grandfather-in-law, Sun Weining, who spent the last few years of his life being erased by Alzheimer's disease. Also no title. Road up, road down, still the same road, but this road down comes not back up. Flux is arrowed, unturned by time, implacable, rolling from general to particular, rolling its flood forever. Except the mind motors in reverse, a meager turning daily further feebled, axon by axon stripped. Except this backward rolling, definition stripping back as the myriad flower furls itself back into seed. Except the limbs, the lungs revert to fields, to fateful imbalance, like a face half collapsed. The seed rolls down, unbecoming, to egg, not egg, impotent potency, to a vacancy wholly partitioned. As your words roll into his ear, you will see his head is so small. Not allowed to like it yet. It's okay. Thanks, Jim. This next one, I won't say on a lighter note, is a version of the Prometheus myth titled Exchange. He stood before her with his gift of fire cradled in his rugged hands, revealing now a dim red glow, now the light itself, now again his illumined flesh. He placed it gently in her coruscating eyes, then stole away, scampering over footpaths long forgotten back to his craggy home. She tracked his receding form, her eyes fixed on the faint impressions of his footfall, burning his path into her memory. She turned to face the early morning moon, and its pale orange cast sicklied the sky. Far away, Prometheus ruined his nails on the rock. Thus he endured the eagle. Mira, too, kept her nails short and ragged, the better to remember his courage. This next poem is a Pindaric victory ode for Fernando Pessoa, the author of many wonderful things, including the Book of Disquiet. I'll note beforehand that he wrote under what he called heteronyms, which were invented characters whose instead of writing what he wanted to write, he sort of externalized them and wrote what they would have written. One of them is named Bernardo Soares, and that will be important for understanding this poem. Scuttling through street-lit streets of my exile, where eyes still thrill and shrink to and from the absences substantial as atoms and as fictive, I hear the shadows shifting under the dim lights, singing. Singing through their layered grays the dull tones of your vibrance, scouring the sheets of your anxiety until the terror peels away and all that remains is the tremor of the animal alert. Quiet, Bernardo, the shadows possess you now. It is time you lived. Okay, and the final poem that I will read is, as they say, based on a true story, by which I mean that it is a more or less total fabrication with very little relation to reality. Its title is From the Perspective of an Emperor Penguin Chick Still in Its Down Upon the Approach of the Terra Nova, 1911. There's an epigraph from Bill Wilson, the scientist on board the Terra Nova expedition. The whole incident was most interesting and full of suggestion as to the slow working of the brain of these queer people. And one bit of background information, an Adélie penguin is another species of penguin found at the South Pole with the emperor penguin. Smaller. Incisive minds, before they ever saw me, guessed I must exist, then found me here on the wrong ice, a derelict cut off from colony and hope. They must suppose I am awaiting still a long since past migration. No. I know that I am dead already, only time has yet to choose the means. And why not them? To die for truth, even to die for honest error, is more noble than is granted most. I think of poor Adélies that exhaust themselves in frantic circling. No, they never do elude the seal's impending teeth. The swell, gnashing the flows, prevents approach, would carve the ship to bits. Oh well. Nobility in death is for the living. Why lament it, Wilson? Say you cut me open. Still, you would approach no closer to the fact. You are allowed your guess and glimpse. Past that, the swell breaks heavily. The ice awaits. All right, that's all. And the...